Good morning to everybody. I thank God for my being here. He gave me an opportunity to, and Pastor Vines gave me an opportunity to say and do something that I haven't done before. This is my first time. But I thank God. And I thank God for everyone who is on today. I thank God for you. I thank God for that prayer and that communion we did. I thank God for everything, and he is blessing us, and I just want him to bless somebody. I tell the Lord, I said, when I get in front of your people, God, if I could just bless one person, if your word just helped one person, then
Amen.
I think I have done what you asked me to do.
Amen.
And I thank God for that. We're gonna first go to 1 Samuel chapter 30, verses 1 through 8. And the word of God says, "And it came to pass when David and his men were come to Ziklag on the third day, and the Amalekites had invaded the south and Ziklag and smitten Ziklag and burned with it with fire, and had taken the women captive that were therein, and they slew not any, either great or small, but carried them away
Amen.
and went on their way." I tell you, God was in this thing already. So David and his men came to the city, and behold, it was burned with fire, and their wives and their sons and their daughters were taken captive. Then David and the people that were with him lifted up their voice and wept until they had more power to weep. And David's two wives were taken captive, Ammonoamah the Jezreelite, and Abigail, the wife of Nabal the Carmelite. And David was greatly distressed, for the people spoke of stoning him, because the soul of all the people were grieved, every
Amen.
man for his son and for his daughters.
Amen.
But David encouraged himself in the Lord his
Amen.
God. And David said to Amittai the priest, "Amalekah's son, I pray thee, bring me hither the ephod." And Abiathar brought here the ephod to David. And David inquired at the Lord, saying, "Shall I pursue after this troop? Shall I overtake them?" And he answered him, "Pursue, for thou shalt surely overtake them, and without fail recover all." Okay, now we're going to go to Psalms 91, and we're going to read 1 through 4, and then 11, 12, and then 15. "He that dwell in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, he is my God, and in him will I trust. Surely he shall deliver thee from the snares of the fowl and from the noisome president. He shall cover thee with his feathers, and under his wings shalt thou trust. His truth shall be thy shield and buckler. Thou shalt not be afraid for the terror by night, nor the arrow that fly by day, nor for the presidents that walk in darkness, nor for the destruction that wastes at noonday. 1,000 shall fall by thy side, and 10,000 at thy right hand, but it shall not come near thee." And we're going to stop down to 11. "For he shall give his angels charge over thee to keep thee in all thy ways. They shall bear thee up thy foot, excuse me, they shall bear thee up in their hands, lest thou dash thy foot against the stone." We're going to go down to 15. "He shall call upon me, and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. Thank you, Jesus. I thank God for the reading of his word. And God told me to tell everybody, hide and seek. We all remember playing the game hide and seek when we were children. This is one game you don't see children play now. When we play this game, one person is the seeker and counts until he reaches 10 while the other ones go to hide. Then the seeker has to find the others. If you get found, that means you out. Why do we need to hide? We need a place to go when the storm of life comes, like storms, afflictions, distress, a loss, or when our enemies come for us. These things and more make us want to hide. What does seek mean? To go in search of, to try to inquire. We seek the wrong things to solve our life's problem. Yes, we do not need to hide and seek, but we need to hide in God's word. Amen. And seek a relationship with Jesus Christ.
Amen, amen.
Hide and seek. God will be our protection and will be our help. Psalms 129 says, our help is in the name of the Lord. Hide and seek. We are even hiding in all the wrong places. But God sees all and knows all.
Amen.
You could have been in the club dancing the night away last night with your homies. And this morning you up praising God. We could be hiding in an alcohol bottle or with someone else's husband and wife. Then we try to hide by praising God in church on Sunday mornings. God knows all, because he even knows all the hairs on our head. When you lose one, God knows it. Hebrews 4:13 says, and there is no creation hidden from his sight.
Amen.
But all things are naked and open to the eyes of him to whom we must give account.
Yes.
So God sees everything, and you got to give account for everything that you do and say. Thank you, Jesus. There was an old saying, you can hide, but you can't get away. And that is so true. God knows about everything we do, everything we say, everywhere we go. God knows what we do, who we do it with, how long we do it, when we do it. Nothing is hidden,
amen,
but open to the wide, to God's all-seeing eyes.
Amen.
He knows it all. Proverbs 15:3 says, the eyes of the Lord are even in every place, keeping watch on the evil and the good. Just because you think you're good, don't believe God is still watching you. He also sees our hearts, whether it is good or bad. Our hearts will condemn us. 1 John 3:20 says, for if our hearts condemn us, God is greater than our heart and knows all things. God is even greater than our hearts. Thank you, Jesus. While we are hiding in the wrong places, Satan is seeking whom he can find. While we are trying to hide from God, Satan is doing his own hiding and seeking us. 1 Peter 5:8 says, be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, walks about like a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour.
Amen.
A lion always attacks the weak ones, those who are helpless, cut off from the believers, out there alone. This is why God refers to him as a lion. And I began to look at TV. I love to look at the program that does about animals and stuff. And one day I was looking at, and they were doing a thing on a lion, how the lion does and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
And I began to remember how that lion, he He snoops down as low as he can get.
Yes, he does.
And he stays there and he watches. And if one animal get left behind from the pack, that's the one he going after. If he see one lame, that's the one he going after. So if you lame and out there, Satan gonna go after you. If you get away from the pack, because we do good together,
Yes.
then separated,
Amen.
then he gonna go after you. I thank God for that. I thank God. Hide and seek. Where do I hide when things get so hard? When I don't know which way to go either. There are some good news. I got some good news now.
Yeah.
God always give us a way out.
Yes, he does.
Jesus and the word of God is the way out.
Yes.
1 Corinthians 10 and 13 says, no temptation has overtaken you except such as common to man. But God is faithful, who will not allow you to be tempted beyond what you are able, but with temptation will also make the way to escape,
Amen.
that you may be able to bear it.
Yes.
There's a way out.
Amen.
Don't never let Satan tell you that there's no way out.
That's it.
God is the way out.
Yes, he
All
is.
you got to do is call him. Hide and seek. Thank you, Jesus. When we feel trapped or life is closing in on us, let us run to the word.
Amen.
Run to Jesus, not away
Amen.
from Jesus.
Amen.
Jesus is the only one that should to show us the way out.
Yes.
You don't need to run away from him. If you got a problem you can't solve, run to him.
Amen.
If you got somebody in your family, your children ain't acting right, run to him.
That's it.
He sees the way out. Hide and seek. Psalms 91 is a protection psalm. I thank God for Psalms 91. God is our refuge when we are afraid. Refuge means sanctuary, shelter, safety. He helps us to escape painful situations. He is like a mother bird that protects their young while covering them with her wings.
Amen.
Amen. Can't you
Amen.
just see it when you're in trouble and God just cover you with your wings? I tell you, can't nothing get in there and get you now. Psalm 17 and 8 says, keep me as the apple of your eye.
Amen.
Hide me under the shadows of your wings.
Yes.
When I read this verse, this scripture, I said, hallelujah, because I am the apple of God's eye,
Yes.
and he hides me under the shadow of his wings. I thank you, God. God did not tell us that we would never have fears, problems, and dangers that life brings,
Amen.
but he will be our refuge and our fortress
Yes.
if we trade our fears for faith and trust. Thank
Yes.
you, Jesus. Hide and seek. To do this, we must dwell and abide in God. John 15 and 4 says, abide in me and I in you, as the branches cannot bear fruit of itself unless it abides in the vine.
Amen.
Neither can you unless you abide in me.
Amen.
We can't do anything alone, but with God, all things are possible. It may be impossible for man, but possible for God.
Yes.
All that impossible stuff that man can't do, God can.
Yes, he can.
Hide and seek. God will give us an angel charge over all believers.
Yes.
Hebrews 1 and 14 says, are they not all ministering spirits? Yes, they are.
Amen.
Sent forth to minister for those who will inherit salvation.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus. Angels was created by God and under his authority.
Amen.
They can minister unto us.
Yes.
When stress comes over us and fear comes, we should remember we are never alone.
Amen.
Deuteronomy 31 and 8 says, he will not leave you nor forsake you.
Amen.
Do not fear, nor be dismayed.
Yes.
You know, a lot of people will quote this first part, but they will leave out, do not fear nor be dismayed. But that do not fear and nor dismay is a good thing. It's a good thing
Yes, it is.
because you know in that fear comes that you're not alone.
Amen.
He is there with you.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus. All you got to do is hide and seek. I have to mention four things to do when do that will help us. Number one, running from everything that is wrong in our life is the first step to victory. Two, choosing to do only the right thing. Three, pray for God's help. You got to ask God now. You can't try to go this thing alone because you can't do it by yourself. Four, seek friends who love God and that can offer help.
Amen.
2 Timothy 2:22 says, flee also youth of flesh, but pursue righteousness, faith, love, peace with those who call on the Lord out of a pure heart. You got to pick the ones that got a pure heart, that got a heart for God, and they will help you. You can't go this thing alone now. Hide and seek. Let us look at David. He was chosen by a king. He was chosen as king by God.
Amen.
But Saul didn't want to give up his crown.
No, he didn't.
We know the story how King Saul wanted to kill David. So he had to run away. He had to run for his life. Sometimes we feel we are running for our life. David knew where to hide and who to seek. I tell you, David knew God now.
Yes, he did.
Whenever
Yes,
he
he
got in trouble, he ran to God.
did. Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. In 1 Samuel 30, David and his men came to Ziklag, and it was burned, and all the women and children were taken away. David and all his men began to lift up their voices and weep. Now, they didn't say that, the Bible didn't say that just his men start weeping, but David was weeping with them. He was sad because his wives were gone, and he was sad for his men, wives, and children were gone.
Yes.
He was thinking about them too. How many of us would, you know, only think about ourselves? We would be thinking about the other folks that was in trouble with us. We just want to think about ourselves, but not David. David cried and wept for all of them. I thank God. But David encouraged himself, the Bible
Amen.
says,
Amen.
and he inquired God, shall I pursue them? Will I overtake them? God told him, pursue, and he surely shall overtake them and recover all.
Amen.
Now, watch that recover all. Now, that means all.
Amen.
I preached a sermon one time, all means all. When God say all, he means all. I can imagine how David was already worried about his wives and children.
Amen.
Then his men blamed him so much
Yes, they
that
did.
they wanted to stone
Yes,
David.
they did.
I mean, they even couldn't, from their grief, they couldn't even see how David was grieving too.
That's right.
They were just worried about themselves. I believe David went off to hide and seek God to begin to think about all the times that God had delivered him from his enemies. He began to look back and see what God had done. And God had done it all the other times. He knew God was going to do it this time. That's why
Amen.
he went to him.
Amen. Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. I can imagine David thought about the time when he and his men were hiding in the cave, and he was so close to Saul's that he cut off a corner of his robe. Now that was in 1 Samuel's I think it's 24:26. You can go back and read it, but that's good. Hide and seek. So whatever you feel, weak, alone, fearful, your enemies are out to get you. Remember, you have a place to hide
Amen.
in the Word of God
Amen.
and seek God.
Yes.
While you are in the Word, seek an answer from God
Yes.
about your problem.
Yes.
Whatever problem you have, there is a way out.
Amen.
You might have to do as David did, remember things that God had already done
That's right.
for you, and encourage your own self.
Amen.
Hide and seek. When your enemies is out to get you, hide and seek. When your husband or wife don't want to act right, hide and seek. When your children don't want to act right, hide and seek.
That's it.
When your money is low, hide and seek. When the doctor give you bad news, hide and seek. When you feel like you all alone, hide and seek.
Yes.
Problems on your job, hide and seek.
Amen.
Whatever the problem is, however you feel, hide and seek. Hide in God's word and seek Jesus.
Amen.
And you and everything will work out.
Yes,
it
I
tell
will.
You, but you got to hide and seek now.
Yes, you have. Yes,
you can't
you
do it on your own.
No, you can't.
But with God, all things are possible.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
All
Amen.
things are possible.
Amen.
I don't care what it is. I don't care who it is. All things is possible. God is over all.
Yes,
all.
he is.
I tell you, I love that word all, because it don't leave nothing out.
No, it don't.
Sickness, pain, everything. It don't leave nothing out.
That's
that
right.
means all your family members, all they can get saved too.
Amen.
You can just pray to God, ask God, because all means all. So I thank you. I thank you. I thank you so much for listening. I tell you, because all you got to do is hide and seek. That's what I do. When things start getting wrong and everything, I hide in the word of God. I go into the word of God and let the Holy Spirit lead me to what I need to read.
Yes.
Now, don't believe that I haven't had to hide and seek. Because I tell you, when I wrote this message, when God gave me this message, things weren't going right. And I was just taking my mind and stuff back and forth. And then the Holy Spirit said, Psalms 91. And I got into Psalms 91 and I began to read Psalms 91 and I began to thank God. I thank him, because when I knew, when I was going back and forth, all that stuff, I was under his wings.
Amen.
Satan couldn't get me because I was under his wings.
Amen.
And I thank God for that. So I told that man, you better get right. Because I am the apple of God's eye.
Yes.
I am under his wings.
Yes.
He got angels to watch out for me.
Yes.
I tell you, the list just went on and on. And before I know it, I was praising God.
Amen.
And I was thanking him. And
yes.
I tell you, the word of God is just good.
Amen.
You get into the word. Get into the word. Seek God for
Amen.
That problem.
Amen.
Whatever it is. It's an answer in the word.
Yes, it is.
It's an answer in the word.
Yes, it is.
So I thank God. I thank God. All you got to do is hide and seek. And that's all. That's the word of God for the people of God. And I'm going to give it back over to Pastor. Oh, right now, we're going to pray. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you.
Thank you, God.
Thank you,
Lord. Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord.
Jesus.
Heavenly Father, we thank you right now. Oh, God, you said ask. We ask them right now, God. Whatever it is, Lord. Heavenly Father, we ask you to do it right now. Oh, God, it may have a pain, God. Oh, God, that pain got to go. Right now, in the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, I thank you right now, Lord. Because you died for healing.
Yes, you did.
So, God, we thank you for healing, God, for
yes,
whatever it is.
Yes,
whatever pain, Lord, they got, God. We pray for healing right now,
yes,
Lord.
Lord.
Oh, God, oh, family members, God, that just don't want to do right, God. Oh, God, we pray for them right now, God.
Thank
oh, God, that you will open their eyes, God, that they may see, God, how good you are.
Yes.
I thank you, Lord God. I thank you for the word, God. I thank you for what you're doing right now, God, in the word of God. Oh, Heavenly Father, we thank you, Jesus. And we pray that you hear our, we know that you're hearing our
yes,
prayer,
we
God.
Know it.
But God, we thank you, Lord, We thank you for everything that you have done.
Yes, we do.
Oh, Heavenly Father, we thank you.
Thank you,
We
Jesus.
thank you, we thank you, we thank you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen.